Yep, you got the drawer open.
Torrey Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Base, Tishri, 27th of September. Rabbi Avi Adler Shlita says topical theme.
Yeah.
Do you have a theme?
Yeah, topical.
Very topical theme. Very topical theme. This week's Torrey Way has been sponsored for the outside of Mrs. Chana Klein, Leinishmas Chana Basra Avrom HaKohen Olea Sholem, and Lil Nishmas, Nechama Basra Beloza, Mrs. Abert Olea Sholem, first yahrzeit today.
Left it open.
No. Doesn't matter. I've got to go and get a charger for this.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Are we good to go? You're good to go. Good to go.
Abba Minim, I think, is a mitzvah which it's topical, every topical. Klal Yisrael, I think, have certain chavivas, have developed certain chavivas in the midst of Abba Minim. It's a mitzvah which everyone connects to and enjoys. And besides that, there's a lot of segulos attached to it. The Gemara says Abba Minim, you shake them all the directions and it saves the world from Tlolim Roim, protects the world. But Lemaisa, the fact is that this year there is no Abba Minim Deraisa. It means it's Shabbos, first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, and we won't be shaking the Abba Minim on the first day of Sukkot, which is the day when it's a mitzvah and a Torah, and it's Deraisa. Just like we didn't blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, I'll be surprised if the topic hasn't been raised from this platform this year. But the chakira, in Beis Medrash Bilei Chiddush, I'm sure we'll come with some chiddushim. But the chakira for today is the shiloh of exactly what Chazal did when they told us not to blow the shofar, not to blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when it's on Shabbos, and not to shake the Abba Minim on the first day of Sukkos. And the shaila is, did they just tell us that there's a mitzvah, the Torah does say, shake the Abba Minim, the Torah does say, blow the shofar, but using the powers, obviously, which were given to them, basically in the mitzvah of Leisosel, which tells us we have to, in the Torah, which we have to listen to the Chachamim, so Chazal used that power to say, listen, even though there is a mitzvah, don't do it, refrain from being mekayim that mitzvah this year. Or did Chazal go much further and were they mevatel the mitzvah? Did they cancel the mitzvah? Maybe they have a power to using the mechanisms of Leisosel. Maybe they have a power to say, not only is there mitzvah, but don't do the mitzvah, but we're actually cancelling the mitzvah of shofar this year. We're actually cancelling the mitzvah of Abba Minim this year. So that's a chakira that we'll see for the Mishenim, for the Achronim, which they discuss. The fact that the chakira exists really is even a bit of a pellet, because it's very difficult to understand. We know Rava said, the Gemara Rishonah, Rava said, that if you do blow the shofar, if you do shake the Abba Minim, you might come to carry Shemi Avirenu. And because of their protection of Shabbos, so Chazal came and said, don't shake the Abba Minim, or don't blow the shofar, which is maybe understandable. The other side, that they cancelled the mitzvah, is even much more difficult to understand. What's Chazal's power to come and cancel, to take away mitzvahs, cancel mitzvahs. So even the fact that Hakira exists is a bit of a pele. But what I want to do is work through, number one, suggest a couple of nafkaminos, and then work through the Mishalim, work through a couple of shits of the Mishalim and see if we can bring any rise or establish exactly what's going on, exactly what Chazal were doing.
Teacher might go and ask somebody.
So that's the Gzer. The Gzer is a Gemara Rishonah. Yeah, that you might. It's amazing the sensitivity that Chazal were having here for Shabbos. It means the Gzer, that it might be an Amaret, he doesn't know how to do the mitzvah properly, and he might go and ask a Rav and take his shofar with him, or take the other minute with him. Yeah, so he might not know if it's a kosher lulav, or he might have a shayla. So he might go and take it there, Rav. But it is a very Maybe, I don't know if you can say it, it sounds a bit far-fetched, but that's Chazal's sensitivity to Shabbos comes out very strongly. And therefore, they were okay, the mitzvah. That's the shayla. That's the really chikir I want to discuss. Did they cancel the mitzvah, or did they just say the mitzvah's there, the mitzvah is still in place, but don't do it? Possible nafkiminos.
Who was it? Cancelled the mitzvah? Was it the Chachomim? Was it earlier? Was it later?
It was before. Earlier than Chachomim.
Earlier?
Yeah, I think it was probably earlier than the. Yeah. It was earlier. Yeah, I'm wrong. Yeah.
Nice to know.
No, I don't know about Rishon, by Sheni. I don't think. We're holding at the end of Bayesh Sheni. I think it was. Because the Gemara says that. But Mikdash, they didn't cancel the mitzvah. So it was definitely Bizman Beis Mikdash already had this chilut. But Medina, they weren't shaking the Abominium and the Beis Mikdash, they were. I remember as a Bacha, I remember learning in the Mace, I remember a Bacha telling me that he shot on the first Issukos, he saw someone in Yerushalayim walking proudly with his lulav on and Esrog. Was also a year where the first day was on Shabbos. So he went over to him and said, you know, we don't shake the lulav and Esrog on today because of Shabbos. So that's what I said. Yeah, but there's an Erev in Yerushalayim. I don't know where he lives. So, well, we know where I come from. We don't shake because there's an Erev in Yerushalayim. So he explained to him that Chazal were mevatel the mitzvah, and despite the fact there's an Erev, that was Chazal's tekana that we don't shake the Arba Minim. But the shaila would be this fellow who did take his little van Esrog on Shabbos. So one shaila the Pasuk I'm talking about is. Now, I mean, assuming that he was yotzei his mitzvah, assuming that he was yotzei his mitzvah of he picked up the lulav and esrog and he was yotzei the mitzvah of Arba Minim, so would he make Shechiyonu on the next day? Comes the second day of Yom Tov, does he make Shechiyonu? And the shaila would be, possibly, I think as we should say, incorrect what I'm saying now, possibly, but the shaila is very seems to be very mistabel. That depends on the chakira, which we just mentioned. Because if you say that there is a mitzvah, despite the fact that Shabbos means the mitzvah of lulav is in place, and Chazal are just telling us, despite the mitzvah being in place, don't do it. So this fellow who didn't realize, and he did shake his lulav and esrog on the first day of Yom Tov, so he's done the mitzvah. Means he has been mekayem the mitzvah despite having, obviously by mistake, ignoring what Chazal said. Chazal said, don't shake the lulav and esrog, but he did it. He did shake the lulav and esrog, and therefore he's been mekayem his mitzvah. And therefore, for this fellow, l'chera, the next day, he can't come and say Shechiyonu because he's done the mitzvah. Shechiyonu, obviously, the first time that you do the mitzvah. So he's done the mitzvah. He's done the mitzvah the first day. He did it maybe, but he shouldn't have done it. Chazal said not to do it, but he did it. And therefore, the next day, he wouldn't make Shechiyonu. But if we learn that Chazal cancelled the mitzvah, right? Chazal said there is no mitzvah of lulav, and that's part of their powers. Obviously, you would have to learn the Lo Sosu actually gives them the power to cancel mitzvahs. So if they have the power to cancel mitzvahs, so then he didn't do anything on you know, it's like you're shaking your lulav on you know, it's like you know, if you take your lulav and esrog on Erev Sukkos, you haven't been mekayem the mitzvah, and therefore he would have no problem the next day to take the lulav and esrog and say, you know, say Shechiyonu. So that would be tailed on this chakira. That would be one possible nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina. Shlomo Kluger has got an interesting shayla, which again could have to do with this. He says, what happens if again someone doesn't realize or forgets or whatever, and he picks up a little of an esrog on the first day on Tuf, and he makes a bracha. So he's made the bracha. What should he do now? Right, sure. What am I doing? Making a bracha? It's Shabbos. L'chera, his options. I mean, he's got two options. Either just you know you've realized your mistake, put your lulav and esrog away. Or now that you've made the bracha, so instead of getting yourself into a shayla bracha v'tala, it's the raisa of bracha v'tala of leisisa. Maybe now you're better off shaking your lulav and esrog. And again, it could be very much to do with the shayla. If you say that Chazal cancelled the mitzvah of Abba, I mean, there is no mitzvah shaking the lulav and esrog this year on Shabbos. So I understand that you've made the bracha, but it's not going to help you to shake the lulav and esrog. Chazal cancelled the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah shaking the lulav and esrog. You've got yourself a bracha. There's nothing you can do about it. It's too late. Whereas if you say that the mitzvah is still b'mkayim medes, it still is a mitzvah. Just Chazal are telling us not to do that mitzvah. So now, when your options are, on the one hand, bracha levatala, issa d'oraisa, bracha levatala, or being over the gezerah of Chazal and shaking your lulav and esrog, very possibly you're better off shaking your lulav and esrog, because at least save yourself from the issa d'oraisa of bracha levatala. So that could be another nafkamina again in the Shaila, which would depend on whether Chazal actually cancelled the mitzvah, or did Chazal just tell us that even though the mitzvah is there, don't do it.
It would also be enough kumina if the Arba Minim are Muktzah on the first day.
Why?
Why? If there's no mitzvah whatsoever, they're on
the
Vatal.
Yeah, and if Chazal told you not to do the mitzvah, then it wouldn't be.
You think they're not Muktzah?
Would there not be Muktzah? I'm not sure.
The mitzvah,
I'm not sure. I'm not
sure. You're saying that the mitzvah is still there?
Yeah, the mitzvah is still there, but at the end of the day, you're not supposed to do that mitzvah. I mean, it's still the Haktzah from the Arba Minim, because Chazal have told you not to do that mitzvah.
Yeah.
Possibly. I'm not sure. Not sure. The okay, yes. If my father agrees so much, so there's another possible nafkamina. I don't know exactly the history, but there is a famous story which is said over by Shmuel Salant, which I can't verify the story. I tried to look around for where the story is, and now I didn't actually. I have time to do that much research. There's a famous story. They say that it was Kiva Yeshu Shlezi. It seems to be clear that one year he blew the shofar on Shabbos because I'm going too much into the sugya, but the Rambam learns, in the Beis Hamikdash they did blow the shofar on Shabbos, right? And the Mishnah says, but Migdash, we blow the shofar. Now the Rambam there in this Pirush Mishnah, in Rishon, says that but Migdash doesn't just refer to the Beis Hamikdash itself; it refers to Yerushalayim. Refers to Yerushalayim. So Kibbutz Shlezi goes to be Mechadash. He even though Rashi says before it's not like that, and the Ran says not like that, but he says he wanted to go with the Rambam, and he blew the shofar one year in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Now the story goes that Shmuel Salant, despite disagreeing with him, he hid outside the shul, and he listened in to the tekiyas. This is the story which is said. Now, why did he do that? So I don't know. Now, I guess the Pashto says he did that because he was chishish for the Rambam, and he wanted to. He said, "Listen, he wouldn't do it himself. Maybe he wouldn't go with the Rambam against the other Rishonim, but he was chishish maybe for the Rambam, and therefore that's why he without giving a, he didn't want to go to the shul, he didn't want to give a hara askama, but he hid and he listened to the kids. Possibly, it could be." It could be, again, it could be based on Achakira, we could have another understanding of what Shmuel Salant was doing. It means it could be that he held that Rabbi Kiva Yeshu Shlezi is definitely wrong for blowing the shofar. Right? And the halacha is that we don't blow the shofar, even in Yerushalayim, on Shabbos. And in Machmor Beis, right, the Rif, that's a famous Rif, the Rif blew in Fez, and correct. But again, Yerushalayim, we don't have a Beis in Smuch in Yerushalayim. He was blown because he held that Yerushalayim, the Mikdash includes Yerushalayim. And it could be that Shmuel Salant held that's wrong, right? But again, if you say that being wrong means that the mitzvah of shofar is cancelled, then Lachera doesn't make sense to go and listen to the shofar. You're listening to a shofar which there's no mitzvah to hear that shofar. Why would you go and listen? If you learn that when Chazal said don't blow the shofar, they weren't cancelling the mitzvah of shofar. They were saying, even though the mitzvah of shofar does exist, but we're telling you using our power, it's also, B'shev al Tasa, we're telling you not to blow the shofar. Could be that if the shofar is anyway being blown, means there's someone who you might hold is wrong. But he's going and he's being maybe against what Chazal is saying, maybe you hold it against what Chazal is saying, but he's blowing the shofar. Once that shofar is being blown anyway, if you say the mitzvah exists, it might make sense to go and listen. It means I wouldn't make up the minyan and I wouldn't in any way be misayah, this blowing of shofar, because I hold it's wrong, the shofar shouldn't be blown. But if someone is anyway blowing it, then maybe it makes sense to hide behind the shul and listen to it because the mitzvah exists. So even though Chazal said don't do the mitzvah, but if you understand that the mitzvah still exists, maybe there still would be a milah and an alien to go and hear that shofar being blown. Oh, I just want to get to the point of Avera. Okay, so those are maybe possible nafkuminas. We mentioned the Shachyanu, we mentioned if you've made the bracha already, and is there an Indian to go and hit the shofar if it is being blown, even if you hold that would be also. So the Gemara, the first one the Gemara makes very clear in Rosh Hashanah is that the Chazal's koyach to be mevatel mitzvahs is only b'shev Va'altaseh. Means Chazal will never tell you to go against, you know, to go positively and do a ma'isa against what the Torah says. Chazal only mevatel mitzvahs b'shev va'altaseh. Rabbi Chana Masman in Kivitz Gorum, so he explains that why is it only b'shev va'altaseh. So he explains that anyway, because he says very clearly, Rabbi Chana takes on at least at the beginning of his Shtigl Torah, he says that the mitzvah, right, Chazal are not being mevatel, they're not cancelling the mitzvahs. Right, they're just telling you not to be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if you look at that from the Torah's perspective, what's happened is that the Torah has told you to blow the shofar. The Torah has told you to shake Abba Minim on the one hand. On the other hand, the Torah has told you lo yisasu, right, listen to what Chazal is saying, and Chazal are telling you not to. Now, so you have these two things which are weighing up against each other, because again, Chazal are not very clear, they're not being mevatel the mitzvah, they're not taking away the mitzvah of Abba Minim, they're just telling you don't shake the Abba Minim. So on the one hand, you have Chazal telling you don't shake the Abba Minim. On the other hand, you have, right, which is got backed up by the Torah, because the Torah is saying, listen to what the Chazal are saying. So you have the Torah telling you, don't shake Abba Minim, on the one hand, using Leisosso. On the other hand, it's telling you to shake Abba Minim. And that's what the Gemara means, that b'shev v'altaisa, when you have sort of this contradiction on the Torah, on the one hand telling you one thing, do something, on the other hand, the Torah telling you not to do something, you don't know what to do. So your best shev v'altaisa is just don't do anything, just back off from being become the mitzvah. So the Rabbi Chana there is takes on, that's the understanding of why Chazal are only mevatel b'shev v'altaisa, and they're not mevatel b'kum v'aseh, because even when they're mevatel, the mitzvah still exists. Right, and therefore you have a contradiction, and therefore you have a contradiction, so therefore Shev Baltasa explains the Shev Baltasa element. But moving just to move quickly through some of the Rishonim and see if we can bring any res. So there's the first major amount of working for this is Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel discusses the Mishnah later on in Sukkah, where the Mishnah talks about Yechim Zakai, who had a Sukkah which was, he had a large sukkah actually, but his table was in the house. And the Chazal told him, said, if this is how your sukkah looks, then loy kiyamdo mitzvah sukkah miyamachal, you have never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, Tosfos picks up on that loss and says, well, you've never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. The whole shear of sukkah, where, you know, of 7x7, the sukkah has to be zayin al zayin, so really a person only needs six. You know, it says 6x6, but the 7x7 says he should also be able to have his table in the sukkah. But it's a sheh midrabanan. It's this din of having a shulchan in the sukkah, and this chashash that Chazal had, if your table is inside the house, then you might be drawn after your food, so you might end up leaving the sukkah, and therefore he said that the sukkah is possible in that ichtim. So that's only a din midrabanan. So why is Chazal using such a shafa lashon of leki yam? You haven't been mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. L'chayyeh the key mitzvah sukkah midrashah. He does have all his, that's happened is that he's been mevatel the gezeira of Chazal. Chazal said don't make your sukkah with the shulchan inside the house. What's the lashon of leki yam to mitzvah sukkah miyamacha? And Tosfos, that's we learned from Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Sukkah. Tosfos says no. Tosfos takes the lashon very literally and says leki yam to mitzvah sukkah miyamacha means because once Chazal made gezeira of a certain shear. Once Chazal made the gezeira, the table has to be inside the sukkah. If you don't keep to that gezeira, then you have not been yotze the mitzvah sukkah, even min ha-tira. It's Chazal, actually, they play around with the actual mitzvah, and they cancel the key mitzvah. They cancel the key mitzvah by making this gezeira of having the table inside the sukkah. And lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah mi-amechum means that you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah, even min ha-tira. Now, based on that, if that's how Chazal make their gezeiros l'chera, when they were mevatel the mitzvah of shaking Abba Minim on Shabbos, then it was the same thing. They're also the cancel mitzvah. I mean, Chazal are not just advising you beyond the mitzvah d'oraisa. They're actually canceling the mitzvah d'oraisa. They're telling you you don't have a key of mitzvah if you shake Abba Minim on Shabbos. Okay, that would be the logical next step following on from Tosfos. The Achrenim, however, so the Klei Chamda, He actually says two svaras for to be madcha. He says no, this Tosfos is not a raya at all, and he says it to a very very nice piece of Londos. He says number one, he says there's a big difference between Tosfos's case, right, where the table is inside the house, and the case of our case where we're discussing of not shaking the Abba Minim on Shabbos. What's the difference? So he says, number one, he he says that you have to look at what's going to happen if you are over the gzira of Chazal. He says, Avada Chazal have the power to cancel mitzvahs, right? But he says, whether or not they're going to cancel the mitzvah, suggests the Klei Chamda, is going to depend on what happens if you mevatel the gzira. I mean, what happens if what Chazal were worried about actually transpires and actually takes place? So he says, listen, he says, in the case of the table being inside the house, so Chazal were worried you might be drawn after your food and you might end up inside the, eating inside the house. He says, now, someone who ends up eating inside the house obviously doesn't have a mitzvah sukkah. Someone who eats inside the house has not been carrying a mitzvah sukkah. So Chazal were worried about the mitzvah of sukkah not working out, right? If a person ending up eating inside his house. Now he says, if Chazal are going to make a gezerah because the end result of not making the gezerah is that people are going to eat inside the house, so then what Chazal are going to say is that our gezerah is if your table is inside the house, you don't have a mitzvah either. He says, however, when it comes to not blowing, you know, not blowing the shofar on Shabbos, or not shaking the abominim, he says, even if someone does shake the abominim on Shabbos, right? Or even if someone does blow the shofar, even if they carry the shofar, right? Because otherwise you might end up carrying the shofar. Even if you do carry the shofar, then what's happened is a chilul Shabbos. But there's nothing wrong with the mitzvah of shofar. There's nothing wrong with the mitzvah of abominim. In the case of shofar and lulav, the Chazal's worry wasn't about the mitzvah of shofar, wasn't about the mitzvah of lulav, it was about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Therefore, even if the Chazal make a protection and say, don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, don't shake the abominim on Shabbos, they were not going to cancel the mitzvah of shofar and the mitzvah of abominim. Whereas, in the case of Tosfos, where with the table being inside the house, where their Chazal's worry was about the mitzvah of sukkah, so that Chazal will go even further, and Chazal will actually cancel the mitzvah of sukkah in order to protect the mitzvah of sukkah. I mean, if Chazal are trying to protect the mitzvah of sukkah, they're going to cancel the mitzvah of sukkah in order to protect it. But if Chazal are just worried about a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shabbos, they're not going to cancel the mitzvah of shofar and lulav in order to protect Shabbos. That's a long shechilik that the Klei Chamda makes, and therefore he wants to say there's no raya from that Tosfos in sukkah daf gimel. There's another rishon. Which Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings in Kevod Tzaharus, which is the Sefer Eshkel. The Sefer Eshkel is discussing the Gemara Menachos about a sadin regarding tzitzis, where the sadin was made out of linen, and tcheles for tzitzis is made out of wool, so theoretically you have a problem of shatness, even though a sadin, really, the Gemara says, is a beged, which is mechuyev in tzitzis, but because you're going to have a problem with shatness, Chazal said, don't do it. Why? So the truth is, you have an assay, deicha, let's assay, right? Tzitzis, God says, this is one assay, deicha, let's assay, an assay of tzitzis, even though there's a problem with shatness, is assay, deicha, let's assay, so you should be able to put your tzitzis, your tcheles, on a sadim. However, the Gemara Menachos says that Chazal were concerned that people, again, tcheles is very expensive. And people might use Kale Ilon, they might use a fake copy of the Tcheles called Kale Ilon, which you're not yotze the mitzvah of Tcheles if you use this Kale Ilon. The Gemara says they were worried that you might end up wearing the tzitzis Belaila, and again, possibly you're not Mechuv Belaila, and therefore Chazal said, even though there is really an Asi Dechilisa said, you could really put your tzitzis onto the Sadin, you could really put your, even though despite the problem of Shatness, there's an Asi Dechilisa say, because we're concerned, say Chazal, because we're concerned that you might end up wearing this Shatness combination in a time where there is no mitzvah of tzitzis, therefore Chazal said, don't do it, and they said the Sadin is potter from tzitzis. So at the end of the day, what do we have? We have a sadin which Midrash really should be putting tzitzis on, but Chazal came and said, don't put tzitzis on this sadin. It's potter from tzitzis because of their chashash of shatness. What happens? What happens, Klez the Sefer Eshkel? What happens if someone takes a sadin and puts a tchitz on it and wears it? So he's put on now this sadin, which Chazal said is potter from tzitzis, and he put the tzitzis on it and he's wearing it. Should we give him malchus or not? I mean, do you say, as our Bacham understands the Sefer HaEshkel anyway, he says, do you say that, listen, it's true that Chazal told him that this Sadin is potter from tzitzis. Because of all their concerns, so they said it's potter from tzitzis. At the end of the day, when he puts his tzitzis on and he wears this baguette with the tzitzis, he's being Mekayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, he's got an assay, the Chalais assay. He's going to say the chalisa say. He's going to say the chalisa say. And therefore, why would he give him malchus? I know Chazal said it's part of mitzitzis, but the Torah says it's mechuyev mitzitzis. The Torah also says there's a concept called al say the chalisa say. And therefore, despite the fact that he's wearing shatnas, because at the same time as the shatnas, he's also doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, so I say the chalisa say, and we're not going to give him malchus. That's one side. Says the say by Ashkel, and the other side of the say by Ashkel is no. He does get malchus. Says Abu Chana, what's the other side that he should get malchus? Because it's not true. When he's wearing this beged with tzitzis, now that Chazal have told him that this sudden is potter from tzitzis, they actually cancel the mitzvah of tzitzis. So very nice, he's wearing it, he's got his beautiful tzitzis with his tchilis and everything, but the mitzvah of tzitzis was canceled. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis in this case, now that Chazal, using the resources, have come and cancelled the mitzvah. And therefore, you do give him malchus. This is much truth stubborn, say for Ashkan Kles. Says Abu Chana, it seems to him, says Abu Chana, that's the Shaila, that's what the Sefer, that's the truth of him of the Sefer Ashken. If the mitzvah is cancelled, he does get Malchus, because he's not doing the mitzvah tzitzis. If the mitzvah is not cancelled, the mitzvah is still been came in mitzvah, because I'm telling you not to do it, but at the end of the day, there is a mitzvah, therefore, that would be the tzad of the Sefer Ashken, that this fellow doesn't get Malchus, because at the end of the day, he has got the Nasidi Chalisei.
Because then it's only, if you got to pay the Rav Kampus, you might have to put on, but if you didn't have, then you would be mechivin tzitzis altogether.
Understand, but he's put on.
Undermine that, you'd have to have a chiv to go and actually mean a Torah to go and always put on tzitzis, which you don't.
Okay, you say the explosion, maybe possibly it overlaps with what you're saying. So, Abu Chana there says, this is how he understood the Sefer Ashkel. So, he says very interestingly, he said this over to his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Brisker. He made this suggestion that the Tut Stolim and the Sefer Ashkelon are based on whether the mitzvah still exists or the mitzvah doesn't exist. And he says, Reb Chaim actually disagreed with him. Reb Chaim said, no, you misunderstood the Sefer Ashkelon. Reb Chaim said that both the Sefer Ashkelon, whether you do get Malkus, whether you don't get Malkus, the Sefer Ashkelon, he says, for sure holds that the mitzvah is in existence. The mitzvah is in existence. Chazal did one with Vatal Mitzvah. Both the Dalmas Sefer Ashkel hold that the mitzvah is in existence. What's the shaila of whether you get Malkus or not? So the way, again, it's very short. So much for one line in the Ketzorot. I think what Chaim is saying, that when it comes to Asei Dechereis Asei, so you need to have something to push away the Lois Asei of Shatnas. Says Chaim that just having the mitzvah to wear tzitzis, that's not enough to push away the Lois Asei of shatnas. In order to push away the lois say of shatnas, you have to have a chiv to wear the tzitzis. Right? You have to have a chiv to wear the tzitzis. Therefore, says Abraham, the Sefer Ashken is declaring that despite the fact that the mitzvah tzitzis might be in existence, and this person, when he's wearing his shatnas, at the same time as wearing the shatnas, he's also wearing tzitzis, which might be true, says Abraham. But at the end of the day, there's no chiv for this person to wear tzitzis, because the Lois Sosso tells him, Shev Valtaseh, don't wear the tzitzis. So even if the mitzvah is mekuyim at the end of the day, in order to have a koyach adchia, in order to have the power to push away the issa of shanas, it's not enough that the mitzvah of tzitzis exists. You actually have to have a chiyuv to wear that tzitzis. And because in this situation, there's even if the mitzvah does exist, again, even if the mitzvah is not cancelled, the mitzvah does exist, but there's no chiyuv to wear the tzitzis, therefore you've lost the koyach adchia. You've lost the kerech at the chiyah. You've lost your asik dechelos asik. Just having the mitzvah is not enough for asik dechelos asik. You actually need the chiyah in order to have a kerech at the chiyah. And therefore, it says, could be that's what the Sefer Eshkel is concerned about. The reason maybe why this person should get malchus is not right that the mitzvah tzitzis doesn't exist. Maybe the mitzvah does exist, but he's lost the kerech at the chiyah. There's no, because the chiyah to put to where the tzitzis is not existing once you take the lois asik into account. Therefore, there's no kerech at the chiyah.
You follow with the same svara that because tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis and not chiyuvis, therefore that's not enough for us.
Yeah, okay, but that the Gemara said there would be tzitzis does really carry with it, and I say dechleis to say in essence.
Even though it's only
yeah, that's clear in the Gemara. That, yeah, even though it's only kiyumis, yes, yeah, yeah. Have we run out of time?
Okay. We've still got 2 minutes. And anybody wants to go can go. And
you wrap up. I think we've really gotten up with you. Okay, so there is. I think basically, to summarize, so we've been through this shaila. We suggested 3 nafkaminas again. The shechianu, what to do if you've already made the bracha, and is there Indian possibility to go and hear the shofar if it is being blown. The Shechion was really a lot to do with the mitzvah of Avera, which we're not going to get to. But there's an interesting shaila about the Shechion. Again, I'm not sure whether We wanted to get it. We're talking together with it. We're not sure whether the Sheikh Yana actually is dependent on the Shaila or not. I think very possibly that even if you say that the person has not been mekayim his mitzvah, maybe he still can't make a Sheikh Yana the next day. Leaving that aside, there's a possible nafkaminas. And we said that Tosfos, again, we bought Tosfos and Sukkah about the Shulchan, and we brought from the Kli Chamda, maybe we can differentiate the case of Tosfos and Sukkah from our Shaila. We bought the Sefer Eshkel, and again, Chaim's Matcha derived from the Sefer Eshkel. The other two, which I wanted to get to, there is a very clear Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, where the Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you've Chazal made a gzera not to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, right? Because if you leave it after Chatzos, you might not end up doing it. Therefore, Chazal made a gzera not to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Chiddush, he says, what happens if it's after post Chatzos? Post Chatzos, and you haven't yet said Kriya Shema, should you now say Kriya Shema? And Rabbeinu Yonah says in Chiddush, he says no. He says, I know there's a mitzvah midrashah to say Kriya Shema the whole night, but now that Chazal have said that the mitzvah is only until Chatzos, so there's been oikah the mitzvah, and there's no reason to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. So Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah there goes on. He says Mufurish that this would apply to. He says that just like the oikah the mitzvah over here, so to the oikah the mitzvahs by Shema Yavirenu, by when it comes to Abed Minim and Shofar. So that would be a very strong raya to this tzad that they would actually cancel the whole mitzvah. And there is also Bikivega, this is a very interesting Bikivega, where he talks about chinuch, are you allowed to let a child shake the lulav on Sukkos, which falls on Shabbos, and basically he says that you are allowed to, because he says you don't have to be mafresh the child from the issa of Shabbos, and he says clearly that, and he says there is a key mitzvah of luluf. So he says you can let the child shake the luluf on the first day of Sukkot, which falls on Shabbos, because there is a key mitzvah, and you're not mechuv to be mafreshim from the issur. So Rabbi Kivega is very clearly taking on that there is a key mitzvah, although that Rabbi Kivega is arguing with a Tosfos. I mean, he's got he's asking a gash for that in Tosfos, so it could very possibly be that the Tosfos, maybe the Pshat Tosfos is the other way around. The Tosfos is saying that there is no kiyum mitzvah. So that's a bit of an overview of this topic. But Hashem shall have satish minds to become all the mitzvahs of Sukkos in the correct way. Have a good yontov. Thank you very much for listening.
It doesn't charge up. It's not charged up now.